Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's joining us right now from Masson Sports. He is Mel Antonin. What's going on, Mel?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Everything's good.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Very good. Orioles getting it done last night. First pitch of the game, a home run by Tim Beckham. Then the Orioles would give up a run in the bottom of the first. But as you heard manager Buck Showalter say, man, Kevin Gausman just bared down and got out of that inning. I was texting back and forth to Dave Johnson, and I said to him, it seems like that split finger pitch that he's throwing now is so effective that now that fastball that he couldn't get by people is becoming strikeout pitch.
Yep, you got it. That's the scouting report, and that's what makes Kevin Gausman go. Yeah, when he had runners on second, third, Cruz, I think it's Cruz and Seager, it looked like, oh gosh, here the Orioles go again. They're gonna, you know, inconsistency has been the name of the game for the rotation for so long. But when Kevin Gausman got into that situation, you thought, well, maybe this is it. But he's pitched well, and he got out of that inning. And as Buck said, it was the turning point in the game. It would have been it could have been a different story if they'd been on 3-1, 4-1 after that.
Mel, Manny Machado hit his second grand slam of this West Coast road trip, and now all of a sudden the batting average is up to 260. It was a 215 right before the All-Star break. He's got 23 homers, and he's up to 73 RBIs.
It is amazing how good he has been. I think he was really tired, Ken, at the beginning of the season. I think he was distracted with the WBC and the beanball wars with the Red Sox, all that type of stuff. He just wasn't the same. He looked tired. He looked exhausted, but he looks completely different now. He looks like the Manny that everybody's familiar with, and boy, those numbers are incredible. Doesn't matter what his, you know, his season batting average is, but the fact that he has been so hot since the All-Star game, I mean, he's just doing everything right, and it's an incredible run. But I think we're just seeing a new Manny Machado, more relaxed, more focused.
Here with Mel Antonin, Masson Sports. Mel, we talked about what Tim Beckham has added to this team, but let's look at the big picture. Mel, now Buck Showalter's moved them up to the leadoff spot, drop Adam Jones down to cleanup, which has allowed Buck to put guys like Trumbo at the sixth spot, Davis at the seventh. Now you have some legitimate potent bats. Smith, who has a .353 on-base percentage. Caleb Joseph last night batting over .280. This lineup now, just by putting Beckham at the top, has really is solid from top to bottom with guys who can contribute one way or the other.
Yeah, and that's true. It makes all the difference in the world when you have a strong leadoff hitter. Buck Showalter always wanted Adam Jones to hit the middle of the lineup and not leadoff. You know, last year he hit leadoff. So, yeah, the lineup is great. Beckham has been incredible. Everybody kind of shrugged their shoulders and wondered why were the Orioles trading for a shortstop at the trade deadline, but boy, it has worked out better than ever. And this lineup is tough. If they don't make the playoffs, it won't be because they don't score enough runs. That's the thing. This lineup is very potent. And of course, guys like Chris Davis haven't really hit.
You mentioned how good Beckham's been. Beckham's been and more big picture stuff. I don't know how they can put J.J. Hardy back in the lineup if he comes back.
I think that's a great point. I don't think they will. I don't think they can. If they're contending, they got to keep him there because he's hitting so well. And if they're not contending, if for some reason they fall out of the race, they got to find out if he can be a consistent enough defensive player at shortstop to play next season. So this is not good news for J.J. Hardy. It was a bad time for J.J. Hardy to get hurt, but I don't see how they can take Beckham out of the lineup. Now, I know you have to be loyal to Hardy. I know sometimes injuries shouldn't cause a player to lose his job, but this is I think they have to give Beckham every shot.
Here with Mel Antonin from Masson Sports. Mel, you talked about the lineup and how potent it is, and I agree with you on that, but the big difference right now has been the starting pitching. What has been the difference? What has caused this team to turn around from what we saw? They look like slow-pitch softball pitchers at the beginning of the season. Now, all of a sudden, they're turning around. I mean, before the All-Star break, they looked that bad, rather.
Yeah, it was terrible. The month of June, Rob, remember, I think the monthly ERA in June, the lowest ERA for the starting pitcher was like 5.39 for the month of June. You know, Gausman has just found his location. Miley's found his curveball. Bundy's got a second wind. Ubaldo is Ubaldo. I mean, we've been trying to figure him out for 4 years when he's been in Baltimore. But with Miley, it's a curveball, and you talked about Gausman and the way he's setting up his pitches now. That makes all the difference. But, you know, they're looking very, very good, and as long as they keep pitching, they're going to be all right. And this is a very flawed race in the American League East wild card race, or in the American wild card race. It is American League wild card race. I can't even say it, but it's very flawed. Look at Seattle. They were 6-3 on a road trip, and they come home and they lose 5 in a row. Look at how the Angels have gone up and down. The Twins have gone up and down. Right now, I dare I say it, the Orioles look like they could put a run together, given that they're starting pitching is looking like it's going to go on a roll.
I'm just waiting for the consistency, Mel, though, because I hate to be regret things, but they should have taken 2 or 3 in Anaheim. They should have taken 3 or 4 in Oakland, and yet they seem to find ways to not be able to stay consistent.
Yep, that's it, Ken. As I said, I'm a little hesitant to say the Orioles now are back on track, because like every other team in the race, they're just so full of flaws and so full of inconsistencies. But Gausman's, what, been 5 good starts in a row. Miley's had 2 or 3 good starts in a row. Bundy seems to be back. You know, there's reason to hope for the Orioles. But again, you're right. The story of the season has been inconsistent, so it's hard to jump on the bandwagon and say the Orioles are going to take off, because I don't know that they will.
Here with Mel Anthony, Masson Sports. Mel, before we get you out of here, Kitten and I were talking about this earlier. I don't think there's a better story this year in baseball than Chad Bettis in Colorado coming back from testicular cancer.
Yeah, it's a good story. He pitched last night in Atlanta. He was diagnosed in November. He thought a month later that the cancer was gone. Then it came back in March. He and his wife were in the process of having their first baby. So you can imagine the emotions of having cancer and dealing with a newborn baby, a lot going on. And so it is. It's a very inspirational story. The Rockies were counting on John Gray and Chad Bettis to lead the rotation this year. And, of course, both those guys were injured. And then they had a bunch of young pitchers that were getting the job done anyway. But, yeah, this is the year that Gray and Bettis were supposed to lead the Rockies into the playoffs. And now we'll see if Chad Bettis can make a difference for them.
Mel, the situation in Washington the other night with the 3-hour rain delay and then Bryce Harper, which looked the gruesome play at first base, and it looks like they might have dodged a bullet with just a bone bruise, but we'll see when he can come back. But baseball, I feel like they need to change their mindset. You've got two teams here. One's running away with the division. Mm-hmm. The other one is awful. Do they really need to get the game in, just to have them come back if necessary? And if it's not necessary, then just don't play the damn game.
I think from a business standpoint and from a statistical integrity standpoint, they got to try to play every game. Would you be asking those same questions, Ken, if it were a utility infielder or a fourth outfielder got hurt on the base? I mean, everybody's got all these solutions now, slippery bases, put the bases level with the ground, all that type of stuff. I don't know. I think they've got to do everything they can to play. It was a freak accident. It doesn't happen very often. It does. And when it did happen to an MVP candidate, everybody started getting up in arms. But I think they got to make every effort to play the game and keep the integrity of the schedule. I don't think it's right to say, well, the field is too wet. The bases, somebody might get hurt because the bases are wet. If he had stepped in front of the base instead of in back of the base, I think everything would have been fine. So I think they got to do everything they can to play the game.
Do you agree with Boris in talking about making more of an effort to keep the base dry or maybe change the base a little bit?
That's Scott Boras being Scott Boras. He always has to inject himself into baseball with his own ideas and to protect his own client. I don't know why he does that. I think it wouldn't hurt for baseball to examine. Maybe the bases are too hard with that hard rubber and all that. But I think that's Scott Boras just being Scott Boras. He likes to
I think you either not play the game or you know, I agree with you. Changing bases are ridiculous because when you're running in wet dirt, every time somebody hits the bag, the first baseman puts his cleat on the bag. The bag's going to get wet. So if you're unless you're changing the bag after every play, it's impossible to keep the bag dry.
Right. And also the issue is, you know, if you're rounding first, heading for second, if the base is soft, does that affect your running? I mean, there's a lot of things to study. It could well be that they could find a base that is safer and doesn't affect the game. It's probably worth studying, but I don't think it's worth going bonkers over like Scott Boras does. That's classic Boras in my mind. He's a good agent, but sometimes he talks too much.
There you go. Mel Anthony, I'll never accuse you of that. See you later. See you later on, man.
All right, you guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.